Welcome. Today we're discussing a common coding conundrum, that dreaded rejected push. You've just finished some stellar code, commit it, push it, and bam, rejected.
Oh, I've been there. It's like hitting a brick wall. So what's the typical culprit behind this coding catastrophe?
Usually it's because someone else, let's call him John, was working on the same branch. You both started at the same commit. You write your code, John writes his. But John pushes first.
Ah, so the remote branch, like on GitHub, is ahead of your local branch. It has John's commits, but yours are missing in action.
Exactly. Now the easy fix is a Git pull. But here's the catch, don't do it. A regular Git pull creates a new merge commit. Your commit, John's commit, same ancestor, Git pull, merges them into a brand new commit. Over time, your commit history becomes a tangled mess of these merge commits.
A messy commit history sounds like a nightmare. How does that affect things practically? Why is a linear history better?
Imagine trying to find the commit where a specific bug was fixed. You're sifting through a pile of useless merge commits. A clean, linear history makes navigating the past much easier.
So what's the better approach? How do we avoid this merge commit madness?
Git pull-rebase to the rescue. This command temporarily sets aside your commit, pulls the new changes, and then places your commit on top. Clean and linear, just how we like it. This even works with multiple commits from you or John.
But what about merge conflicts? Those are always a headache. How does rebasing handle those?
Good question. You can still get conflicts with rebasing. If that happens, Git will tell you. Then, you can simply undo the whole pull with git rebase-abort. This restores your local repo to its pre-pull glory. Then, you can do a regular git pull and fix the conflict as usual.
So, git pull hyphen rebase first, and if things go south, abort and do a regular pull. Got it. Any other tips?
Absolutely. Because typing git pull-rebase gets tedious, create an alias. Git config, dash global, alias p, pull dash rebase. Then, just use git pr. Much smoother. In fact, I almost never use a regular git pull anymore.
That alias is brilliant, time-saving, and elegant. I'm definitely adding that to my workflow. This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for sharing these tips.
You're welcome. And remember, with git rebase-abort, you can always undo if things go wrong. No need to fear rebasing. Happy coding, everyone, and goodbye.
Goodbye.